a sister named Rafaela Gabriela Sarsaparilla. If she found a kangaroo, I'd say to you, she found a kangaroo that followed her home, and now it is hers. But I can't say that, because she found an odd bot.
It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and I'm playing that song again for Maya May, star of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and she's ready to rumble! Are you ready to rumble? Or riff? Which is it?
Ready to rumble.
Ready to riff? Yeah, so we were just talking about how difficult it is for French and Spanish, feminine, masculine. Go off on it.
Make me so mad.
Why is it making me mad?
La, los, and las.
Las and los.
And then there's un and una.
You ever heard of Los Lobos?
Mm-mm. And ellos and ellas.
Ao and as.
Ellos and ellas. And ellas is only used for when there's only a group of girls. But if there's a group of girls and guys, it's ellos. And when there's just a group of guys, it's ellos. But when it's just a group of girls, it's ellas.
Okay, so that I've heard people say that the English language is so difficult to learn. No, I disagree.
What?
I've heard people say that the English language is hard to learn.
No, it's not that hard.
No, because...
Well, maybe for them because they're used to using masculine and stuff. Like, so from Spanish to English, they're used to using, like different forms, masculine,
yeah,
feminine. And then maybe they'll see girl la, girl low, guy.
Well, I can see, like, you know, you can say laugh, L-A-F-F, or laugh, mm-hmm. L-A-U-G-H. I can see where that could be confusing to mm-hmm. learn. Very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah, just different, like, things. But there's also in Spanish, when is it? It's like H, right? I think it's H. H is silent.
Yeah.
H is silent. In whatever word, it's silent. But you'll have to use it sometimes. And J makes the H sound. Ha.
Now, you had no problem learning English, did you? Everybody doesn't know, Maya's from the Ukraine. She's our little Ukrainian entrepreneur.
I had a Russian accent when I was little.
And now, where do you keep your Russian accent?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Ran away.
Ran away with the dish and the spoon?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you had to do the definitionally defining between Russian and Ukrainian accents, what is it?
Just different accents in Ukrainian than there is in Russian. So, like...
All right, so let's go...
Yeah, there are different accents, actually. I can't bring up a word because, like, I don't...
Well, let's go with a phrase. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Whoa, I don't know. Like, I only remember Ukrainian when I go back to Ukraine.
And then you pick it up once you start getting around family and community.
Yeah, but Russian, I speak here at home, but I don't speak...
Calm down,
Ukrainian.
You're getting too excited.
I don't speak Ukrainian here, so...
Well, I remember once I was working this job and there was this Polish immigrant who just, it was a part-time job making fuse boxes. I was in college and there was this Polish immigrant and he worked at night. He had a child, a little baby, and his wife worked in the day. And so he was telling me about how, I can't do his voice, but I'll try it. But like, I learn English from watching soap operas in daytime. I like to watch As the World Turns. I like to watch at Edge of Night. I like to watch Young and Restless. I'm learning English from this, you know,
uh-huh.
Which makes absolutely sense. But he says to me, I got the question. I go, okay, well, I'll try to answer it. And he goes, what is this? I wanna. I coulda. I need a. Why does everybody so wanta and needa? So I had tried to explain to him, not being an English teaching person, what our relevance was saying I want or I wanna that uh-huh. or I need that, the difference between want and need, which was really kind of, I don't know if I got through the language barrier at all.
You probably had to go to school and learn it again anyways. You need help me.
It wouldn't have hurt me at all. So how have you been, Maya? How you been?
Good. It's cold.
It's cold?
Yes.
Is that why you're wrapped in a Barbie blanket?
Hey.
There's eyes looking at me.
Four eyes.
Hey,
eyes.
How many Barbies does it take to change a light bulb? I'll rephrase the question. How does a light bulb expect how many Barbies are needed to change it?
I don't know. What?
Barbie doesn't know either because math is hard. Do you get that?
Yeah. I was really trying to think about it. I was like... It's like, is it all of them? Is it zero because they don't know how to?
It was a number of years ago that they put that Barbie out that had the recording in it. When you pull the string and it goes, math is hard. And the Mattel Corporation caught hell for that. Because math is not hard. Math is easy.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Math.
Okay.
Math is not one of your strong suits?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
What's one of your strong suits? What's your best class? Come on, give the answer everybody gives. Lunch and recess.
No.
No, okay. No. Got a definite no on that one.
No.
K-N-O-W or N-O?
I just realized I only have four important classes.
Can't believe you're not telling me the one class that should be number one.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm hurt. I am going to cry.
Yeah, I have four important classes.
But that one class that you have, you take and you like, and you're not telling me that's your
improv.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of like what's it called?
You're trying to make
the class that you have to take, like it's necessary to take, math or English or something.
One of the non-electives.
Yeah.
The mandatory.
Yeah, I'm good in world geography and history, but I don't have that yet.
Geography's fun.
Yeah, I had geography last year, but I'm going to have it. I'm going to have history next year. And right now I have the four important classes that I have right now are career ed. No, five important classes. Career ed, Spanish, English, math, and biology.
I always liked home ec because we got to eat our creations.
I don't think we have home ec in our school.
Okay, so we got the random word generator ready. Now we've done all that talking out of the way. Do you want to push the button? Calm down. You're getting too excited.
If I were to pick a word from the word generate, Sarsaparilla. Workstation. No, let's.
You want a different word? This is just a word generator that we found on the internet. Paste. Drop the microphone. That's Maya doing SpongeBob SquarePants.
I can't do that.
Okay. Okay, paste. What do you got for paste? Did you ever have a kid in grade school that would eat? There's not one kid that always ate paste.
What is paste?
Paste would be like this. It would come in like either a super glue, like twist container, like a lipstick thing. Or it would come in like this container that had a stick in it that you would take it out and paste and try to put your school art together. And there would always.
So it's kind of like glue?
It's a glue, yeah.
Oh, no, I've never had that. I didn't have paste when I was little.
There would always be that, in my class, there would be that one kid who always would have a salt deficiency. Because it's just basically water and flour and stuff. I mean, yeah. It was good enough to eat. And this one kid who would always, I think his name was Jimmy Farmer.
Wait, he had to eat salt?
Well, he had a salt deficiency or something. Where you don't have enough salt in your body.
Oh, okay.
And he would eat paste.
Oh.
It was weird.
Why would he eat paste? Is it salty?
Yeah, because it's salty.
Ooh.
So if you ever are feeling dizzy or dehydrated from the heat here in Las Vegas, I'm going to feed you paste.
Wait, aren't you like not supposed to eat salt though?
You're
dehydrated.
Well, you're supposed to have some salt in it because you're sweating it out all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I will see if I can find a container of paste and show you because you would be amazed by it.
Yeah, I've never seen paste. The only paste like I can think of is like tomato paste.
Tomato paste?
Yeah.
Very different. Ooh, I could feed Grandma Petunia some paste.
Oh.
She wouldn't know it. I won't do that. So another finger.
You should do it.
I should do it?
Yeah, she deserves it. She's so mean.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But she'd fight me on it. She'd argue.
Would she really?
I could tell her it's butter.
Yeah, just tell her it's butter.
Oh, no. What's that really nasty food from Australia? The,
I know what you're talking about.
What is that stuff? Vegemite.
Vegemite, yeah. Isn't there another one, like, called almost the same thing? It's, like, almost the same thing.
I think so, but I know
something else.
I'd be willing to try Vegemite because that's weird stuff.
I would
stuff.
Be too.
But then the Australians will look at us and go, "Yeah, but you eat peanut butter. That is so weird. You squish and stomp and beat up your peanuts and make them into a paste."
True.
But, true. But protein is like the essentials in peanut butter.
What?
Protein. Peanuts.
There's protein? There's protein in peanuts because they're nuts.
Yeah, I don't quite know what the reason for Vegemite is.
I think it's made like out of like, isn't it made like a leftover like beer or something?
I don't know, but I'm interested
like,
now.
The grains or something.
The,
like
the barley or something?
Yeah, something like leftover from beer. I don't know. All right, it doesn't have alcohol in it.
So
like
what do you vote? What do you vote we feed Grandma next week? Vegemite, paste, or anchovies?
Paste.
Paste?
But I know where you can get Vegemite.
I've seen it in the store.
What store?
I want to say Walmart in the specialty food aisle. It's in the specialty or this weird food aisle with all the different import stuff.
I've never seen it there, but I know it's in this like one store. It's like World Store or something. They have a lot of like.
Oh yeah, the World Market or whatever it is.
Yeah, on like Blue Diamond, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in there once.
Mm. I've been in there like twice.
And I had to get out of there.
Why?
There were so many things I wanted to buy and try. All right, shall we go to the next word?
Yeah.
Vegemite it is next week.
Okay. No, I said paste.
Paste. Oh, paste. Okay.
Okay. So I could pick a word. Saparillo.
Saparillo? What's...
From the pronoun video.
Oh, it's sarsaparilla.
Yeah. Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Beg.
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 Have you ever begged for anything?
I begged my... mom for money, like, every day.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Excuse you.
Excuse me. You're not familiar with that, are you? See, you're learning, Maya. You're in school and you don't even know it.
I remember everyone used to say, like, someone would be walking and they'll be like, excuse me. And you're like, you're excused.
Or someone would say, excuse me. There's no excuse for you.
There's no excuse for you. You don't get no excuse. You're out of excuses for the week. What if we had limited excuses?
I think a lot of people would probably use them up by Monday afternoon at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, for school especially.
Or you know how there's always that one person that's always late. Always running behind, and you got an excuse for everything.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. No, it's not you. It's not you, because you're just not you. to what the blueprint is of somebody who's always late and always with an excuse, you don't fall into that category.
Why not?
Because it's when I say we're starting the podcast, you are like Susie on the spot. You are here. You're like present. You're not going, I got to feed the cat. I got to go mow the lawn. Okay, I'm going to go golfing first, and I'll be back in time. And then, you know,
I put everything out of the way for the podcast.
Well, that's what we appreciate.
And then I put everything after.
All right, what is this on your shirt? It looks like monkeys.
Okay, so you know Hollister?
Hollister?
Hollister, the company.
No, tell me about Hollister.
Hollister is a clothing company.
Okay.
You know that place?
I do know. I'll pretend.
Okay.
Well, I'm a world's expert on it, of course.
This is like the symbol, and it's a seagull because it's from the company's California.
Oh, okay, because I'm looking at it sideways here, and it looks like a barrel. It used to be this game called Barrel of Monkeys, and you would like try to loop the monkeys onto the game and get it up as high as you can. So now I see the seagull that I'm looking at it correctly.
Yeah, see, this is the head, this is the wings, that's the tail.
So it's a gull, and I see the gull now. Ah, punny. Okay, what were we talking about?
Seesaw.
Seesaw?
Seesaw. I see and saw. I see and I saw.
You see
the saw.
See the saw.
Seesaw.
Masculine or feminine?
Like when you argue over a past tense. Seesaw. I see it. I saw it. I see it. Saw it.
I used to hate plural and singular.
Why?
I would always get them mixed up. I never bother. It's like fiction and nonfiction. I eventually had to make myself a rule. Fiction means fake. And therefore, nonfiction means not fake. What? These are just little mind tricks that I had to do to myself in grade school and learn.
Oh my gosh.
I had to teach it to myself.
I would die. Like, I'm dying in English right now. We have so much. We have subordinate clause, prepositional phrase, A sentences, B sentences, C sentences, D sentences, and E sentences.
You should have this conversation with Charlene.
A sentences are simple sentences, regular sentences. And then B sentences, I think, are the compound complex sentences.
You've lost me already.
And then C sentences are when the prepositional phrase or the subordinate clause comes after the regular sentence. So it's like a comma and then
I'm nodding my head in courtesy, clause. Okay?
And then there's D, where the subordinate clause is before the actual sentence. So there's like, when I went to the park, comma.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's when I went to the park. And then for C sentences, it's when I went to the park after. And you could just take away when and it'll actually be a right sentence. Went to the park.
Okay, math is important. Science is important because you're going to use that in life. What is this stuff in English
exactly.
You're going to use for?
No, but there's some things in math that you're not going to use too.
What?
I want to become an actress. Am I ever going to use geometry?
You might. You know why? What if you get a role?
As a math teacher. Oh.
What? Oh, the struggle?
Oh, jeez.
Actually, you can make math work for you because you don't have to fight math. You know why?
Why?
You're just dying for an answer on this one. Because X can mean anything. You know, like the TV show X Factor?
Yeah.
Or the X Files?
Yeah.
Well, that's unknown. So therefore, X equals the unknown.
Yeah, I know.
And sometimes, like, okay, the hurricane that just was off the coasts of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Hurricane Patricia?
Yeah, like, okay, we got your little map up there on the wall of the world. You know how they triangulate and get everything to where it's heading and how fast it's going and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Math.
I know. Dude's math for, like, everything. Everything is, like, math.
Math is not bad. Math is your friend.
Oh, I have a question.
Do I need to get some Schoolhouse Rock on math for you?
No.
Do you need...
No, what I...
No, hang on. Let me finish. Do you need some Schoolhouse Rock on math?
No. You know what? It's actually a good idea. I'll listen to Schoolhouse Rock, but for English.
Yeah.
I'll listen to, like the pronoun thing. Like, I already know the pronoun, but, like, an adverb and an adjective. I don't get them. Like, oh, wait, no. An adjective is the one describing a noun, and then an adverb is, like, describing a verb. But how do you, like, describe a verb?
I think this, because we... If I remember...
Oh, quietly walking.
Okay.
Quietly walking, would that make sense?
Did you ever cover something called doghouse words?
No.
I can't remember what it means, but it's how you describe something around the doghouse. You're in the doghouse. You're on the doghouse. You're next to the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
You're transporting through the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that one?
No.
This is why I'm no good at English, because I can't even make a point on it. So math is not your forte.
No. I'd rather have English. Like, I'm pretty good at writing essays and stuff. I don't like it, but I'm pretty good at it.
I hope someday you get a part for something in math.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I hate math. I used to love math in fourth grade. Oh, I loved it. Oh, I loved it so. I loved it so much.
What killed it for you?
Fifth grade.
Okay. I got a straight answer on that one. Why, though?
Teacher was stupid.
The teacher killed your love of math.
Yes, and then I like sixth grade math again. I did like sixth grade math. Then seventh grade, teacher killed it, and she didn't explain anything to us. And then in eighth grade, I'll say math was pretty well. Math was pretty well. I mean, I kind of hated it at the beginning of the year, but it was pretty well. The teacher was really good, and you know, I liked learning stuff, you know, from him.
Yeah.
Then.
How are we talking into
eighth grade?
Into algebra and trigonometry or what? Which section?
In eighth grade, I had algebra.
Mm-hmm.
And then seventh grade, I had pre-algebra. And then in sixth grade, I just had math. I don't know.
Because I liked math when I was doing it, but it's when they would give you a homework assignment of here are 60 word problems. Take them home. You gotta have them done by tomorrow.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, I freaking hate when they assign so much math homework. I freaking...
You're on train A. You're leaving Chicago at 77 miles per hour. You're going to be arriving in Los Angeles in 16 hours, traveling at 77 miles per hour, but you're going to have to accelerate to what speed? Do not let X equal the unknown speed. Let Y equal the unknown speed. X is going to equal... What's the name of the person driving the train?
I would suffocate and die.
Do you know the name of the person driving the train?
Carl.
Me! How else do you think I know how fast we're going or we're going to be accelerating?
Oh my god, really?
Trick question.
Honestly, I think that, like, the... I've... I think, My first guy teacher was in fourth grade, and that's when math got pretty well because I liked how he explained it. In eighth grade, my math teacher was a guy too, and he explained it pretty well. Sixth grade, my math teacher was a girl, but she was like really strict and she was kind of strict about stuff, and she explained stuff pretty well. And I liked it. And then,
but when it came to assignments, then would just overkill and everything. That's when the interest was lost.
That's what it's now. Like we have little units in our books, and she'll assign a unit for homework, mm-hmm. a whole unit for homework.
And how big is a unit?
Sometimes it can be 4 pages, sometimes 3. Most of the time it will be like 3 pages, and sometimes 2. And they'll always be front and back.
So we're talking like 2 dozen problems, 3 dozen, what?
A lot of problems. There's a lot. Usually like 20, 30 problems.
And this has been Complaining with Maya May on today's episode. Just kidding. Ooh, eye roll. Yay. Shall we do another word and get off math?
Okay. What word were we on? Beg?
Beg, yeah.
Went all the way to
math.
I didn't
even get to my story about beg.
What was your story about beg?
I'm trying to remember. I remember now. Go ahead and get our next word, and I'll tell the big story.
No, just keep saying it.
Okay,
I'll
so
keep
I was in downtown.
Words.
Me and a friend, we were in downtown Portland, and there was this guy walking around, this beggar. He's like, I hope you can help me. I don't normally do this, but can you just spare anything for some gas? I got my wife and my kid over here. I just need some money to get some gas, because we're just trying to get to Seattle for them. I got a job up there. And my friend was stupid enough to give the guy some money, okay? About 5 years later, I ran into the same guy begging.
No way.
Same story. Same story. I need money for this. And I'm like, no. I saw you 5 years ago. You've been roaming around here just begging money. Get out of here.
You told him to get out?
I told him to get out of here.
What did he say?
He's like, oh, no, you don't understand. I'm like, bull. I cursed at him. I'm like, this is bull. It's BS. Begging for money and still doing the same scam and everything, you know. I'm like, I wanted to say, your ass is supposed to be in Seattle now.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in Seattle.
You liar! Get out.
I'm
of here.
Gonna go over there.
Get out of here.
If I were to pick a word, Samarella.
What's our word?
Artist.
Artist.
That's a good word.
Artist is a good word. Okay, what kind of artist do you do? What kind of artwork do you do?
When I was little.
When we're not yawning.
When I was little, I wanted to be an artist.
What kind of artist?
What's it called? What are those?
Painters?
What are those?
Sketch artists? You wanted to put makeup on dead people.
No, those weird artists, the
paint murals?
Odd artist? I don't know.
Abstract
artist.
Abstract artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I thought that would be easy. I could just come up with stuff and it'd be
You
easy.
Know nothing's easy, right?
Because you see that painting?
Yes.
I couldn't be one of those artists.
I could not be one of those artists.
Like, I'd rather be an abstract artist.
You ever heard of the artist? He used to teach. He's passed away now, but he was on public television. His name was Bob Ross. They made fun of him on Family Guy once, where he'll be painting and he'll go, all right, let's paint some happy little clouds here to go with our happy little tree branches and some happy little water and some more happy little clouds. You ever seen that guy?
Uh-uh.
I gotta show you the video of it. You'll laugh at him. But my grandma actually took art lessons from him before he became famous.
That's cool.
And it was painting with a little what I call a spatula.
Scalpel.
Scalpel, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah, and that's to make it like the paint stand out, right?
Yes.
I know that.
Well, this was before those things became popular.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Ross was selling them because he would travel around having these classes, mm-hmm. and he was selling them for like $20. But he had other things too. He had those. He had brushes that were like that, and he would take them and mangle them like that. He'd call them grass brushes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was selling those too. Okay, my grandma didn't want to pay $20 for a brush that he just mangled and ripped out some of the bristles on.
Yeah,
when he wasn't looking, my grandma went up and stole some of his brushes, took them home and made her own, came back to the class and hid them back in his bag that he had of all his art supplies.
Wait, why did she steal them?
Because she wanted to make her own.
Oh, she wanted to know what they look like and stuff?
Yeah, instead of paying him $20 to mangle it and pull bristles out of it, she could go buy her own for $3 and mangle them and make them her own for grass brushes.
Uh-huh.
So my grandma's like, I ain't paying that jackrabbit ass for no $20 for a brush that I'm just going to mangle. I'll sneak them and take them home and do it myself. My grandma was quite the spirited woman. That's good to hear you laugh at her. She would like to hear you laugh at her.
That's funny.
It's like
you're not going to steal the brushes and make them your own. You're going to take them so you can look at them and make other brushes that look like them and then go give them back.
Well, yeah, then I think she started teaching other people in the class on how to do it. Well, I mean, $3 versus $20? Come on, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and then I went to California, and I went into this one art gallery, and they had those paintings, like, with the scalpel where they move it.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do that. So it looks so cool.
What's funny is because what I do in my day work is basically artwork. I paint grain lines.
That's cool.
You should follow me and Liz one day when we go to work. Remember Liz?
Oh, on that
remember,
one.
Remember from
on
bowling?
On the work day. The one where you go with your parents to work day.
Yeah, what do they call that? I know they've changed the title so many times. What is it called?
I don't know. I just said it. But, I never go with my mom to work, so.
Is it coming up?
I don't know.
Find out.
Could be next year, though. I
don't know. Find out.
Okay.
Take
your child to work day.
Is that what it's called? Or take your daughter or take her something?
Yeah, take
her. I know they have different ones because they have like one for Girl Scouts and it's all different, but it's the same main important thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
You remember Liz from when we were bowling?
Yeah.
She helps me on my job. She's basically a tech.
I thought she did silk.
She does. That's kind of a hobby thing, though.
Oh.
We all have our thing that we make our money on.
Mm-hmm.
To pay the bills.
Yeah.
Cross the T's and dot the I's.
Mm-hmm.
But you would probably have fun following us around, and we'll put you to work.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet. We're not there. That's what I got for artist.
Okay.
So, what's our next word?
If I was to pick a word from the word search, and it'd be Samarillo, Armadillo, and a kangaroo, and Aberu.
This is Maya looking for a word that'll work.
Packing.
Packing. Packing.
Packages. Packing up packages.
Oh, I got packaging stories. Oh, boy. Do you have a packaging story? I have two of them I could tell.
No, tell them.
I used to work in, like, all college people at one time, they probably worked for UPS, United Parcel
mm-hmm.
Service.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a job unloading the semi-trucks at, like, 4 a.m. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I hated it.
Yeah, because it's 4 a.m.
Yes. It's like, because it was convenient because you get to go to work, you get paid, and then you go to school.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this, this was in Tualatin, Oregon. And it was like this huge catwalk, metal catwalk where the trucks would back up to. And it was like a steel grill.
Yeah.
Where I got where anything that would fall down small in between the grill, the metal bars.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this big box, probably about a solid foot, like a foot cube.
Yeah.
And it was down in the bottom of the truck. And I was having the hardest time. It's like the end of the day, I'm picking this thing up. And you're supposed to be careful, but sometimes you can't always be careful. I take it and I lunge it out of the bottom of the truck and throw it on this steel grate. The box rips open. There are like thousands upon thousands of these tiny little itty bitty steel ball bearing BBs. They go spilling. It was like something from a movie because I go, blah, and hearing the sound of them, it's like gumballs going. All over the floor.
Oh,
it was a mess. But the neat thing was it was near the end of the shift. And I'm just like, I think his name was Barry, our supervisor. I'm like, I don't have time. He's like, just go home, go. He was so pissed off at me.
And what happened the next day? You came back.
Nothing. It really wasn't mentioned. I'm like, I was just like, I'm sorry about the ball bearings. He goes, well, just be more careful. Because somebody had to stay after and pick up all those ball bearings.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they probably rolled over like an area of like maybe half a football field in this warehouse.
Crazy.
It was funny because, I mean,
oh, my gosh.
It was one of those things that was like slow motion. Box goes up. She rips. Psh.
Oh, my God. I would like to see that, actually. That'd be fun.
See where this is going. That's a few of my stories from that time. It was fun and entertaining at the time, but I wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah, this sounds like a bad job.
It hurt my back a lot.
Yeah, of course, because you have to like pick up a lot of stuff.
And break stuff.
That's the fun part.
That's the bonus. So what do you got for packing story?
Ow.
Ow.
Okay. Nothing, just like... The only thing I've packed is my suitcase.
Ever overstuff your suitcase?
Yeah.
And then it explodes?
No. I have to sit on it to close it.
Now that's got to be fun. How big of a suitcase can you fill?
Depends on how long I'm going somewhere for. One time I went somewhere for 2 months and I felt it was so much clothes.
Do you have to get somebody to help you close it?
I sit on it and I close it.
Yeah, but that's got to be, Maya, you're just a tiny person. You like.
No, but yeah. It's not like that filled. It's a little bit filled.
A little bit filled.
Yeah.
Shall we do one more word?
Yes! And then us.
And then we're going to make you eat more macaroni pizza.
No, 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 no. If I were to pick a word, I'd pick a Summerillo. Boost.
Boost. Ooh, boost.
My energy. Go.
You got to go first. What are you going to boost?
Go. Boost all my energy. Oh. One time I went on this thing called Kinsomnia.
What's Kinsomnia?
Kinsomnia. You know insomnia?
I know what insomnia is.
Yeah, okay. So, you know that thing, Be Kind Like Josh or something like that?
Yeah.
You know that campaign or whatever?
Not really. Tell me about it.
It's called Be Kind Like Josh. It was this guy from this church, Central Church, and his son was like always really nice to people, always really nice and stuff, and... then he died one time. Not the second time, the first time. I'm just kidding.
Is this a show?
No, he died. It's real life.
Okay.
He died. The son died. And so they were trying to carry on all his kindness. So they ran a campaign called Be Kind Like Josh. And
is this recently or is this a long time ago?
This has been here forever.
Josh isn't my kind because I don't know anything about it.
It's called Be Kind Like Josh. And so... so they were running this campaign, and they had this event called Kindsomnia.
Kindsomnia. Okay.
Yeah. So they get a whole bunch of kids, and you take a bus, and you take a bus to, like, six different places in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You go to Adventure Dome, and then bowling, and then paintballing, and ice skating, and... then at the end, you guys all meet up in a football field and play like all these games and stuff.
Okay, if Josh is having fun, he sounds like my kind. I can go have fun like that.
Yeah. Anyways, this thing called Kindsomnia, right? And, yeah. And I went there twice. And people always have to drink like Monster 5-Hour Energy to keep their energy up so you could last through it. But I just ate chocolate.
That's a better idea than those Monster drinks. Yeah,
I just ate like a couple of pieces of chocolate like every hour or so to keep me awake, and it did keep me awake until you were coming home, obviously.
Until you crash, yeah, from that sugar high.
It was like from 7 at night to 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
that's how long it was, and like from the last event. Driving home, like, that's when you usually fall asleep.
Okay.
And that's when I'd fall asleep, and I'd stay up all night. It was all good, like, you know, never tired and stuff like that. And it's cool. Yeah, it was fun.
That sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I went there twice, but then I never went again. It's like $60, though. You have to pay $60.
Okay, I don't like Josh that much.
But it's a lot, you know. I think without $60, you'd pay a lot more.
I think that's true. That's true. I'm trying to break that down.
Adventure Dome and everything. And Adventure Dome itself just costs $60. But then you'd have Adventure Dome, bowling, paintballing, ice skating, going to this football field, play a whole bunch of games, riding on a bus and stuff, paying for a shirt too.
And of course, with the Venture Dome goes the Fright Dome.
Well, the Fright Dome is just now though.
Yeah, I want to go to it. I've never been to any of the Halloween.
I've never been to Fright Dome either, but I think I'm gonna go on Thursday.
I'm trying to figure out how to calculate it, so I don't know yet. What are you dressing up for Halloween? Since I brought up the Fright Dome.
Pearl
from
SpongeBob.
If anybody doesn't know that, that's Mr. Krabs' whale of a daughter.
Yeah, or I'll be...
A ghost, you were saying?
A ghost.
That's so melodramatic.
Why?
The ghost of what? Come on,
just
embellish
a ghost.
It.
Like, embellish like it. An original ghost.
This is improv,
an
Maya.
Original ghost. Like an original ghost.
An original ghost.
Yeah, an original ghost.
Not like a ghost that died of a terrible, tragic death and therefore is out to revenge his death or their death because they are summoned to walk on Earth for their demise for eternity. Did you see that? I just embellished it.
Yeah. You did like a whole bunch of like adjectives and adverbs. And
yes. That's what an embellish is. All right, so my word for boost. There's old video footage tape that shows the rockets going to the moon,
mm-hmm.
and it shows the videotape looking back on them, and then the booster kicks in, and so the part of the rocket that's already been spent with the fuel will disconnect and shows it falling back to Earth. So I like that. I like those old videos that show that the rocket boosters, the boosters,
yeah.
boost falling, eliminating and falling back to Earth. It just looks really cool.
That's cool.
You got anything else you want to say?
Nope. I'm done with Boost.
You got a lot of words to say. You always have a lot to say, Maya.
Yeah, but we're done with Boost. Now I don't have a lot to say about Boost.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell the people?
I went to the Pinball Hall of Fame yesterday.
You did? It's about time.
I've been there before.
Well, I've been there too before.
Yeah, but
every time I go there, you're not there. Me and my friend Liz should take you with us sometime.
Okay. It's fun.
Should we do that?
I love it. I love it a lot.
What? Okay. Dislikes. Once you dislike. For people who don't know what the Pinball Hall of Fame is, it's the only one like it in the world where they have vintage and retro and leftover.
Yeah.
Pinball machines that they fix up and repair and put on display and they're actually working again.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say like my favorite ones. Like I played the Kiss one.
Yeah.
The
band?
Yeah. It had the Kiss one, and it was fun. It was fun because, like, there's a head, you know, with the guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Gene Simmons with the tongue.
Yeah, there was a face with the guy and his tongue, and the ball could come out of there, and I made it came out of the tongue. It came out of the tongue. It was so fun. And then I played the Wizard of Oz one, and that one was fun. And there's another one that I played a long time ago, and I think that was either the Indiana Jones one. Or something else. Or no. No, no, no. It was the, what are the moon landings?
Apollo.
Apollo. Yeah, it was Apollo. What was the one that was like a conspiracy between everyone?
13.
Apollo 13, yeah. That was that one. It was.
I didn't see that one.
I was like a long time ago. No, it wasn't a long time ago. Yeah, it was like a while ago that I played it. It wasn't yesterday.
Look at you. You woke up.
Yeah, but it was that one that I played. And it was really fun. I liked that one. Like, that was my favorite one. It was really cool. And then, yeah, I like to play a lot of the old other vintage games. Like, not like pinball. They have the other ones.
Yeah. You know? My favorite one is the South Park one.
Oh, the South Park
one. I like it because I'm good at it. But then I like the voices that come on in between. When yeah. you hit it, and like, Chef, like, what are we going to do about this there, boys? And then Kenny.
I usually don't play the like the newer ones. I won't play them.
I like the Simpson one. I think there's two Simpson ones.
Yeah, there's like two of them.
And every time there's one, I think it's like if you're looking at the wall, it's one on the left side. The ball goes down the chute every time. Every time it's like boom, boom. I'm like, I'm not playing that one ever again.
I played a different one yesterday. They have like a big Flintstone one.
Flintstone?
Yeah, it's like really big. It's made bigger.
Yeah.
I think, and it's made smaller for like little kids, I think. But it's really fun. And it was really cool. It was fun.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We should do a Shiny Squirrel podcast thing at the Pinball Hall of Fame so we could watch you, Ellie Chair, and Olivia Quickie playing the games. Because
I don't think Grandma should go.
Grandma would be too loud for her.
Yeah.
But it would be a kick in the head to see your guys' your gals' reactions to the games and stuff.
Yeah, and it's cool because I can just walk there. I could walk to the pinball hall.
How close is it?
It's not that far. My friend lives super close to it, and I usually go to her house a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's close.
I will throw that out to the other two, and we'll see if we can do that soon. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Before Christmas. Before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because you guys would be a riot to watch. I mean, everybody is the same, no matter what. Because you can't just stand there. You got to move around. You got to flinch. Because like flinching and flexing is going to actually make the ball go a different direction or something.
Yeah.
And then you yell at it. You talk to it. You're like yelling at a TV commercial.
Like, why are you going this way? Go the other way.
No.
Yeah.
That would be entertaining to see.
The only thing that...
What is it to get you? Yeah.
Really grinds my gears about pinballs when the ball goes straight down in between the little two flippers.
Like it did on The Simpsons.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Avoid the Simpson one.
I hate that one because it goes straight down and it's like,
come to the microphone.
And it's like, what are you supposed to do? You can't fix that.
No, you don't.
And it like takes away your plays. Like, it's not my fault it went all the way down there. Like, it just, you know, you push the thing.
Yep, the plunger, the shooter, boom. The
plunger, and it goes, whew.
And you're out 50 cents again.
Yep, and you have to play it one more time.
Definitely got to take 20 bucks when you go there.
No, I take 10. I think 10 is enough, yeah. 10 is enough. I went with 20 bucks, but I split it between a friend.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Pinball Hall of Fame is coming up. We'll figure that out. We'll figure out the logistics, because that would be... I think I would have... I probably wouldn't have to play a game at all. I could just watch you three play the games and just laugh at you. Not laugh with you, not at... Laugh with you, not at you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Fine, you'll laugh at me.
And this has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Maya May and...
WC Chronicles.
Boy, you're quick.
That fell in love with her and they're so happy. And my name's Albert Andreas Amadilla, no relation to the Sarsaparilla.